five.
Number five is from the Chief Judge submitting notification of emergency purchase to provide security staffing at the due reporting center. This went to the Judiciary and Safety Committee, which took no action on the file.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Holly Sobleski on behalf of the Chief Judge. It's an informational report for you on the status of the provision of security services at the Day Reporting Center. The 2012 adopted budget included $226,781 for provision of those services by the sheriff. On Wednesday, May 25th, the Chief Judge received notice that on Tuesday, January 31st, the sheriff would cease providing those services at the Day Reporting Center. Because we have sentenced inmates there, we were placed in a position of having to obtain emergency security services there. At that point in time, we entered into a temporary contract for provision of those services with G4S. Subsequent to that, there were an estimated 40 deputy sheriffs laid off. The Chief Judge made a decision to hire two of those deputy sheriffs through personnel specialists, which is a temporary service used by the Clerk of Circuit Courts to provide those services at the Day Reporting Center. The change will result in a change in the amount necessary to provide security at the Day Reporting Center to an estimated $97,680. However, that number does not include the costs of the sheriff's services provided in January. We have yet to receive those costs from the sheriff. It's an informational report just so you're aware of the status of the situation at the Day Reporting Center on security.
Any comments, concerns on item number five? Committee members? Supervisor Jersey?
I would just like to make a comment. I think it was 2 years ago, we had kind of an open house at the Day Reporting Center. It's located on Mitchell Street, for those who are new.
910 West Mitchell.
910 West Mitchell, thank you. It's in Supervisor West District, obviously. I just want to say I was so impressed. I went in there and learned that the in preparation for that open house, the offices had been newly painted. And I learned that it was the sheriff deputies that were providing security who came in on their own time, on their days off, to do that painting.
And bought the paint.
Thank you, Supervisor Roman West, and bought the paint. There was true pride in what they were doing and in the mission of the Day Reporting Center. And I think we don't give our employees enough credit sometimes for really buying into the mission of the county. I'm sorry that we have given the sheriff deputies such a difficult time when they step up and do things like that. So I just want to say thank you to them. It's unfortunate that we're going through these very difficult times. And I do not think the sheriff has been dedicated to the Day Reporting Center. His actions have spoken time and time again that he is not, when that, in fact, is such a tremendous service that is going on. And I give Judge Kremers a lot of credit for taking on the whole administration of that. So thank you, and those are the end of my comments.
Thank you. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to echo the sentiments of my colleague, Supervisor Jersey. I think the sheriff's deputies who were there were awesome. They're so dedicated to that post, and really, you know, knew the staff there and knew the clients there. And I do, I'm deeply saddened that the sheriff sees fit to not continue that relationship. I'm very anxious to see the audit that's being done of the sheriff's office and to find out where his resources are going, if it's not to fulfill his obligations, because I know that they had, how many sheriff's deputies did you have?
We had a sergeant and two correctional officers.
So three.
Correct.
And, again, we put money as a county board back into the sheriff's budget, so that you know, he would have the staffing that he needed to do these vital functions. And so now to find out that he's not honoring his obligations, again, it's very disappointing. This is a by no stretch of the imagination, a way to save taxpayer dollars. You know, these individuals come to the day reporting center in lieu of being incarcerated. And it costs us way more to incarcerate and give them, you know, 3 squares a day and a bed than it does to allow them to be in the community, to do their community service, to get their GEDs, to seek employment, to be at home with their families and their children, and be members of society. And so, you know, I guess disappointment doesn't even really cover what I'm feeling, and I am I'm happy that you were able to fill this gap, but at the same time, very disappointed that it's not with the deputies that I know love their jobs so much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? If not, the item is informational. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
Thank you.